Stacey Kay spent 4 years playing in the legendary Johnny Holm Band. She's opened for Brandi Carlile and Grace Potter. You might also know her bass playing with Mr. Doctor, and if you're lucky, you might even had a music lesson with her at Cato Music in Mankato. Today, Stacey Kay released a brand new song called Feels Good. It's described as a song that celebrates feeling good from an upcoming album that will do the same this fall. And maybe her new baby girl has something to do with that. Stacey Kay, welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be there, here, there.
You're there, I'm here, so we're all together.
Right.
That's great. Well, there are a few significant musicians who have created very positive albums lately. And now you are too. What's that all about, do you think?
Oh, man. I think it's just... For me personally, I write a lot about where I'm at in my own life, and in the past 4 years about I've taken quite a turn in my personal life and quit drinking alcohol. So that was like a huge unveiling of in process of going through a ton of emotions and figuring things out. And then I got pregnant, so I had a little baby girl, Nora B is her name, and like, you know, it's so cliche that everyone's like, oh, you have a child and everything changes, but it does.
They're all right.
So it's just my perspective and just my own personal, like, really trying to just feel good, you know, on a daily basis, which is just a daily thing that I have to work at. You know, it's not suddenly like, ta-da, life is great. But, so I don't know. Yeah, and it's fun to play, like, fun music. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It sounds great. I don't want to push too far, but was it hard to be happy before?
Oh, well, you know, I was reflecting on it a little bit today, and I always felt like I was myself, and I always felt like I was being, like, true to who I was, and it was the strangest, like, aha moment for myself when I was going through the process of quitting alcohol, and I realized that I totally wasn't. It was, like, this strange mask type of thing, and... But I didn't know that I was doing that while I was, you know, in that lifestyle, I guess. And so I always felt like I was, you know, pretty happy-ish. But it was a realization for me that, like, it's okay to be happy. And, like, I think I deserve happiness just like everybody. You know, so how's that?
That's great. It sounds like a great way to work through the daily process of what you went through, or what you're always going to be going through, I guess, when you're in recovery. How does that work out with your songwriting?
Well, I would say, you know, how does recovery work out with my songwriting?
Just that daily need to be reflective, like you were just talking about.
Oh, sure. You know, it's strange to me, like, my songwriting style hasn't really changed a whole lot since the metamorphosis of myself, so to speak. But the song Feels Good, my original recording of it, it just came to me, like, it just, the melody and the words and everything just popped into my head. But I was actually just done giving Nora a bath and then turned on the shower for myself, and so it's like a baby, like, talking in the background and the shower is going, and I'm like trying to, like, hum out, like, the melody in my head, and it's all on my iPhone. So, like, it's kind of fun to have those kinds of memories, or, you know, it's like recorded into time. So for me, it's like sometimes it just comes like an aha, like, oh, I need to, like, record this right now, or, you know, I have half-written songs in journals still.
Right.
So, and that's just been the process the whole time, I think, for me as a writer.
Well, let's take some time and listen to that song then. This song is called Feels Good, and it's just released, and you're hoping to come up with a whole album. Have you been recording other songs for the album, or is this the first one?
So, yes, the album is pretty much done. I'm still just mixing a few of the songs that are going to be on the full length. And, but everything's recorded, and now we're just kind of wrapping it all together, basically.
Great. So we'll listen to Feels Good by Stacey Kay. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. We're talking to Stacey Kay on the phone today, and here's her latest song. Today is the first day you have a chance to hear it, so here it is.
Feels good to feel good, feel exactly as I should. Whoa, good. What a wonderful way to feel.
That's your daughter. Did you say Nora?
Yes, Nora. Nora B.
Nora B. That's very fun. That's really an upbeat, exciting song. And I'm a daughter of two, the father of two girls, so I'm a sucker for using baby sounds.
Oh, right.
But in a fun way.
I go, you know.
Yeah, and I'm doubly excited to find out that it was inspired in shower time, because we did a lot of dancing after bath time when my girls were little. So that's very fun. So you call this new album Art Rock Pop. What does that mean?
Sure. I was trying to find the words to describe the sound of the style of music. And in the past, it was easy to kind of say, I mean, I feel like, through on through, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I enjoy writing in different styles because I enjoy all kinds of music, you know, like with Mr. Doctor, it's a little bit of country, and my older stuff went from acoustic to experimental, maybe somewhat, to folk rock. And then this comes along, and I'm like, oh, man, what do I even call this? Because this is the first time I've really embraced using more electronic ideas and like samples and, you know, beats instead of like making my drummer lug all his gear into the studio. And so then I like looked up online, and there's the artist St. Vincent. And I was like, well, it's similar. I mean, she's amazing, but, you know, so then I looked her up, and her descriptive was art rock. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me, you know, because it's not like rock and roll, and it isn't, you know, totally all the way over to the quirky side of, you know, maybe Frank Zappa or something. So it's kind of like, art rock pop, because I would say it's just kind of the poppy beat to it, you know.
Sure. And if you're going to borrow from someone, St. Vincent would be a good person to borrow from.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's excellent, you know.
So what will we hear in the rest of the album?
So the rest of the album, I have another song that's like ready. It's right on deck. It's ready to go. I'm going to release that in July. I'm kind of doing, you know, because I'm not on a record label. And in the past, it was always like, one song, and then you just got rid of the entire album, and then it was done. And so I'm like, I'm going to release maybe two in the summer, or maybe three, we'll see. But the next one I'm releasing is called Cheap Thrills, and it's a little bit more in-depth lyrically than Feels Good, but it's, again, it talks about the process of like feeling alive each day, work on feel good vibes each day. And it's just, to me, it's a really personal song, just in the lyrical content of what it's about. Like when I first heard the recording back after the studio, I was driving home, and I was like crying. It's like, oh God. You know, so it's a, and that song I wrote when I was on a walk with Nora. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. And then the other songs, I actually, let's see, there's one about when I was on the road with the band. This is when we opened for Grace Potter. And it's just a kind of story about the band. That one's called Teenage Moods, because we were like kind of young, and but, you know, in our mid, early 20s, and you fight about silly things that don't matter. So that's kind of about them, and just like my eternal love for them. But, you know, the band broke up and it didn't work out. But it's like a special place in my heart for those guys. Oh boy. I don't know. Oh, there's a, now that I think of it, there's a lot of kind of, it for me knowing what the songs are about, there's a handful of tunes about recovery. There's one called Long Road. That's actually a positive thing. It isn't like, oh gosh, this road is so long. It's just kind of a summary of like, yeah, it can be a long road, but it can be like good too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use the word good so much. Good thing I'm a Minnesotan.
That's right.
They're like, how are you? Good. I'm good. and there's a song about breaking up on the album. There's a song about falling in love. And then there's a song called Stay. I don't know if I'm blabbling too much.
You're doing fine.
And Stay is a little bit of a history of me. I went to a Catholic high school growing up, and, you know, I thought it's in that process of, you think if you're going to stay, you're going to figure everything out. But, you know, I kind of left the depth of, you know, that kind of stuff. And then with love, you think you're going to stay in love forever, and then that kind of can change. And so anyway, that one's called Stay. It has a really cool guitar solo in the middle of it, I have to say.
That sounds great. So that reminds me, did you play bass on this song we just heard, Feels Good?
I wish.
Oh, that was good.
I wish I did. No, that's Bo Jeffrey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a longtime great friend of mine, and we've been playing music together for about a decade now. And I gave the song to him just with me playing like a keyboard part. And I said, do whatever you think fits. And he came into the studio, and I was like secret, you know, just like, yes, exactly. That's awesome.
Well, it's a very fun song. It sounds like the album's got both that celebration of happiness and some really good depth, which happiness is deep too. But I really look forward to hearing more from it. It looks like you're playing in Mankato tomorrow. What else do you have going on?
Oh, let's see. Yep, tomorrow Solstice is happening, Festival Solstice. So playing there. I'm playing next Friday in Mankato again. Let's see. And I play next Thursday too at the Hub. It's called the Hub Food Park. It's like a food truck park thing lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else? July rolls around. I'm making a live music video for my next single, Cheap Thrills. So that's happening. And then I actually was asked to play at the Fringe Festival.
Oh,
so
great.
I'll be there. Yeah. And then, you know, my plans are to go on a more supportive tour for this album in the fall. So I'm just kind of putting some feelers out there like, hey, this is the song, this is the song. And then I would like to pack up Nora and the crew and play around the state of Minnesota.
Great. Well, we hope you come our way. That would be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
We'll put the word out.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Stacey.
Yeah, I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. It's great to hear your new song. We look forward to your new album. Have a great day.
Awesome. Yeah, you too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye. That's Stacey K. Her new single, Feels Good, released today. You can find it at Stacey the K, T-H-E, StaceyTheK.com.